Now, this Yom Tov of Shavuos in the Torah, it has different names. First, in Parashas Mishpatim, Perach of Gimel, in Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'chag ha-kotzir, V'kurei ma'secha she'tizra basode. So it calls this Yom Tov of Shavuos V'chag ha-kotzir. It's the Yom Tov of cutting down the tfua, the grain from the fields. Also, Bikurim Masechom, Rashi explained, there's the Zman of Avoyis Bikurim. This is the time we start to bring Bikurim. Like on Shavuos, we know there's a special mincha that we bring the Shtei Halechem that comes in Atzeres, and the Shtei Halechem that was Matir the Chodesh to be brought for the Menachas. From now on, we can bring the new wheat for Menachas, and to start to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So this Chag HaKotzer means it's the beginning of the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat for the Shtei Alechem and for the Inyan of Bikurim. Agav, this is one of the reasons why we lay Megillus Rus on Shavuos, because Megillus Rus was also the Hebrew Zman HaKtzir, it was the time of cutting down, harvesting, that's this Zman of Shavuos. Then in Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Daled, Posik Chav Beis, the Posik says, V'chag Shavuos Tasalucho. You should make a Chag of Shavuos, Bikurei Ketzichitim, again the Posik calls the beginning of cutting down the wheat, but here it calls V'chag Shavuos. And similar in Parshas Re'ei, in Devarim Tes Zayin, in Posik Yud, the Pasuk says, V'yosisa chag shavuos, la'ashem alakecha. Also calls this chag, chag shavuos. To sound here in Rei, the word shavuos is with the vav, it's a mole. And here in Kisisa, the word v'chag shavuos is a chaser, it does not have the vav. But these two places, the Torah calls this yomtiv chag shavuos. We'll explain why is it called shavuos. Pashat shavuos means weeks. Like we know, we have to count 7 weeks from Pesach until Shavuos, and then we make the Chag HaShavuos. So it's called Lashon of Shavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Then in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, Perichov Ches, Pasuchov Vov, it says, Uveyoyim HaBikurim, Bahakrivchem Mincho Chador Shel Hashem, Veshavuaseichem. So here the Pasuch calls Shavuos, Uveyoyim HaBikurim, the day of bringing Bikurim, which is the Mincha Chadosho, that was the first time from the new crop, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbeach. So this Yom Tov is also called Chag of B'yayim HaBikurim. And in Lashon Chazal, we call Shavuos Atzeres. It's called the Chag Atzeres. Even though the Psukim doesn't call it Atzeres, we know Atzeres goes on Shemini Atzeres after Sukkis, but in Chazal we call Shavuos Lashon of Atzeres. And Atzeres means Lashon of holding back, meaning after we just had the Yom Tov of Pesach, all the Kedusha we received then, we don't want to just leave Hashem and leave the Kedusha, but Atzeres is Lashon of holding back, staying with it. We hold back, we hold it for another 49 days until the Chag HaShavuos. And really by Sukkot is also the same way. Shemini Atzeres, like Rashi brings down the Medrash, that at the end of Sukkot, it's hard, Koshalai Pridaschem, it's hard to leave the Yom Tov. So Hashem says, please stay with me one more day, hold yourself back, stay with me one more day. And really the Medrash says, the Yalkut says, that really by Shemini Atzeres, also should have really been 50 days after Chag HaSukkot. Just then it would be in the time of the rain, so we did not want to push it off so much to let Klai Yisrael to go home in the rain. But really there isn't anything about Atzeres, holding yourself back, staying with Gedusha a certain amount of time. Now in Parshas Emor, on the Pasuk of Atzeres hi komlecha tzavoy deloisasum, this Pasuk Lamed Vov, when the Pasuk talks about Shmini Atzeres, that Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk calls it Atzeres. So the Ramban over here explains that, like we just said from Rashi, it comes the end of Sukkot, it's hard to leave. So Hashem says, please wait one more day, stay with me one more day. The Ramban explains the same thing by Shavuos. That the Ramban says, V'lekach, therefore, Yikru Rabbeinu Zal, the Rabbonim in Chazal call, V'chomokum chag ha-shvuas atzeres. In Chazal, we always call this Yom Tov of Shvuas with the Lashon of Atzeres. And explained, because first Hashem gave us the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag of Pesach, for 7 days. And it has Kedusha one day first and one day the last day, the seventh day has Kedusha. And then Hashem gave us a long Chol HaMoed, the days of Svira that we count 49 days, Ramban says, that's like a Chol HaMoed in between one Yontif to another Yontif. And when it comes to the end of Chol HaMoed, which is the Chag HaShavuos, that's the Lashon of Atzeres, like please stay back, hold back with me one more Yom Tov to have another day totally with Hashem. Which this was the Yom Matan Torah, that Ramban says, Sheherim bo yes isha hagdoloi, that Kosh Baruch Hu showed us His great fire, His greatness, Udvorav shomu mitoichesh, we heard the words of Hashem through fire. So that's the Lashon of Atzeres. And to try and explain all these different names, what they have to do one and another, this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, the Yom Tov of Chag HaBikurim, the Yom Tov of Chag HaKetzir, and the Sinyan of Atzeres. Now we know, we count Sviras Haimah, that the Pasuk says in Emor, that Darbro B'nei Yisrael V'yamatur Aleihem, Ki Savoy V'Eloretz Asher Ani Noisen Lachem, Uktzartem Es Ketzira, that is the mitzvah on the second day of Pesach to bring the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer is, that's the beginning, the first time we cut down the new barley, and we brought a mincha from the barley. This is the first time the new barley was brought on the Mizbech. Again, the new wheat, that was first brought on Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem, that was the first time wheat, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbech. But on Yom HaOmer, on the second day of Pesach, that's when they brought the first time the new barley on the Mizbech. And then the Pasuk says, after this mitzvah of Omer, it says, U'svartem lochem mimochros ha-shabz yom aviyachem es Omer atnufom sheva shabosas t'mimus yenu. We have the mitzvah of Svira to count now 7 complete weeks from the time that we brought the Omer until Al Mimorchos Hashabbos Hashvi Tishvach Hamishim Yoyim V'Kravte Mincha Chadosh Chadosh El Hashem. And then on the 50th day, which is the Chag HaShavuos, we bring a Mincha Chadosh. We bring another Mincha, and this is the Shtei HaLechem that's brought from the new wheat. This is the first time the new crop of wheat is brought on the Mizbech. Now, even though the Chinuch LeMoshul, the Rasitas HaRishonim that hold that the mitzvahs of Sfiras Haimah applies the Zman HaZeh Midiraisa. Means even though we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have the Korban Omer, still there's a mitzvah of Sfira. And the Chinuch explains that the Ikka mitzvah of Sfiras Haimah is to count from Pesach until the Chag HaShavuos, until the Chag of Matan of Kabbalah Satera. It shows that if we're so happy, we're waiting for the Kabbalah Satera. So for the Cheshivas of the Kabbalah Satero, that's why we have a mitzvah now to count every single day to show how happy we are, like we're waiting, we can't wait until we come to the day of Chag HaShavuos. So really the Inyan of Sviras Haimah does not have to do with the Korban Omer. It's an Inyan of counting, of showing how we're waiting for the Kabbalah Satero. But still the Pasuk calls it U'svartam lachem mimorchos ha-shabbos miyom avichem es-omer hatnu for sheva shabosos. The Pasuk still calls it, they were counting now 7 weeks from the time we brought the Omer. Mashma, the Omer does have to do with this Inyan of Sviras Haimah. And the same thing is interesting at the end of Sviras Haimah, when we come to the 50th day of Shavuos, we said one Pasuk calls it Yom HaBikurim. This is the day we start to bring the Bikurim, or else this is the day we bring the Mincha Chadosh Yom HaKetzir. This is the day we cut down the new wheat, and we bring the new wheat on the Mizbech. It's also an Inyan of bringing something new to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Omer is bringing the first barley on the Mizbech for Mincha, and Shavuos is an Inyan of bringing the first wheat, the Shtei Lechem, for a Mincha on the Mizbech. And Bikurim for sure is like that. Bikurim is bringing the first crop, the first fruits that we have from the Shiva Saminim. There's a mitzvah to bring it and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is this Inyan? This is to show us that we realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one that's giving us everything. That even the crops, the wheat, the barley that we have, we realize it comes from Hashem. We want to thank HaBakoros HaTev to Kodesh Baruch Hu, why He gave us this. That's the meaning of the Omer, to show that the beginning of the crop, the Chodesh, we appreciate Hashem gave it to us. Same thing on the B'yom HaBikurim, on the Chag HaShavuos, the Mincha Chadosh is to thank Hashem for the wheat. And the mitzvah of Bikurim is also thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for these Shiva Saminim that He gave us. Really, there's a Medrash on the first Pasuk in Chumash of Bereishis Bor Lakim, that the Medrash says that Bereishis goes on Bikurim. Bishvil Bikurim Shenikru Reishis Nivru Olam, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the whole world for this mitzvah of Bikurim. What's so important about the mitzvah of Bikurim? It also is to show us, Bikurim shows us, that everything we receive in this world, we appreciate that it comes from Hashem. We give Him like HaKoros HaTov, we appreciate Him like HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gave it to us. And this is the purpose of this world. There's a Zoya like this that says the purpose of this world is Lishtam Adadoyi, is to realize, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate Him, to see all the good that He's giving us, to come to be Makkah, the greatness of Hashem. That's the purpose of this world. So Bikurim brings us for that. In fact, we bring the Reishis, the beginning of the crop that grows, our labor, and not to think it's all our work, but to realize it's a matana from Hashem. Now we're Mekayim the Tachlis of this world. Now we'll soon explain more, but just let's go into the other name. The name that we deraisa this Yom Tov is called Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Kipshuta Shavuos means the 7 weeks that we count. There's a So Asemeth explains from the Medrash that Shavuos also goes on the double lashon of a Shavuah, that they were Mushva v'yomet mehar Sinai. This is the Yom Tov that we swore to accept upon ourselves the Torah. But the Pashup Shat is Chag HaShavuos goes on the 7 weeks. And really the Achreinim answer for a question, like on Chag HaShavuos, the 7 weeks passed by already. They're not here anymore. So how come we call the 50th day the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that those 7 weeks passed by already? It's in the past. We should have given it a new name. Why do we call it Chag HaShavuos? And the pshat is that this Yom Tov of Shavuos is the Yom Tov of our preparation, our hachona, how much work we put in to retain the Kedusha, to be able to receive the Torah. In other words, that on Chag HaPesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all other nations. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He made the Esra Makos. He made all the Nisam Alayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to us. And the Chazal always say that Pesach is called Is Ru'ua Dili'ela. It's like a Matana Min HaShemayim. Klal Yisrael was not at the Madrega to have such Kedusha. There were before that in the Memtesh Sharitum in Mitzrayim. There was a Matana Hashem like Pesach. Hashem jumped over Ahorim, jumped over and gave us great Madregas, brought us the tremendous amount of Kedusha, like it says, Masharor Shivcha Layam Leroy Yecheska Ben Buzi. What a Shivcha was able to see the greatness of Hashem, that Mayaminu B'Hashem of Umay Shavda, they're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Zakeh Levi Anveyu by Kriyas Yamsuf, Yecheska Ben Buzi did not see that. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed Himself a tremendous amount of Kedusha, of Zekeh Levi Anveyu, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we were not at the Madrega to keep it. But the pshat is that Hashem gave it to us, and our avoda now is to hold on to it. Our avoda is to work with that Kedusha, that it should become part of us. It should be our Kedusha, that we should deserve to really have the Torah. We should deserve to really have the Kedusha. Therefore, this Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's called Chag HaShavuos, means the Chag of the 7 weeks that we worked upon ourselves, the Yemei Svira, that we worked upon ourselves to retain the Kedusha and make the Kedusha dissolve in us, to become part of us, to become ours. Therefore, we could have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. Like we know, Yom Tov of Shavuos, we call in davening, we say, it's Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. The Zaman Matan, the Matana Torah Seinu, our Torah. The question is, why do we call it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu? We just should have said, Zaman Matan Torah. This is the Zaman, the time that Hashem gave the Torah. Zaman Matan Torah. How can we call it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, our Torah? The pshat is, that on Pesach, that's when Hashem gave us a matana. That's when Hashem lifted us up, even though we didn't deserve it. But throughout these next 7 weeks, this Yemei Svira, the days that we work upon ourselves, it's called Hachana, preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, that when we finally come to the Chag HaShavuos, we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it became part of us already. Now we are at the Madrega of Kedusha. Now we deserve the Torah because we're at that Madrega. So that's this Yontov of Chag HaShavuos, is the Yontov after preparing yourself, working on yourself for 7 weeks, to retain the Kedusha that we received then by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it becomes our Torah. The Dama Farshim all speak out, just like by a Zav or by a Nidom, there's Ninyan of Zayin Nikiyim, means if they're Tomei, after the Tumah goes away, they have to wait 7 days to become Tor, called Zayin Nikiyim. Same thing by Klai Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were in the middle of the Tumas Mitzrayim, they had a lot of Tumah with them. And they had to work on themselves to take away that Tumah, to make themselves pure. Therefore, they had to count 7 times these Zayin Nikiyim. It wasn't enough just once, 7 days, but the Tumah was so great there that they had to work upon themselves for 7 weeks, 7 times 7. So they had to make 7 Zayin Nikiyim to work upon themselves to take off the Tumah, to be able to retain the Madrega of Kedusha. And it's also good that we know on Shavuos they brought the Shtei HaLechem, which was made from Chometz. Pasuk says, Tzeles Tiyenu Chometz Teafenu. That usually all other menachos, it's also to make it chametz. It always had to be matzah, not chametz. Here on Shavuos, we brought the Shtei HaLechem from chametz. Hakim was brought from chametz. The pshat is that on Shavuos we'll mekabel the Torah. We're at such a madrega of kedusha that like we'll mevatel the Yetzirah. We know chametz and merum is in the Yetzirah. Like by Pesach, we have to mevayah, throw out the Yetzirah from us. But by Shavuos we came to such a high madregum, it's like we don't have the Yetzer with us anymore. So therefore we're able to eat chametz, to bring the mincha of chametz on Shavuos. But really there's Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says that v'chol ha-kabonis ksiv chet, by all other kabonis, it says the reason why we bring the korban. Klai Yisrael, if you did a chet, you did something wrong, you have to bring a korban. But uvatzeres, but the musaf, the kabonis we bring on Shavuos, ain't ksiv chet, the pasuk does not say any chet, it's time, bring a mincha chadosha, bring the shtei alechem, and bring the kabonis with them. But it does not say any chet. So the Rishami says that, Om leom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Mechiven shekibaltam aleichem ol Torah, since you accepted upon yourself the ol, the responsibility to be mekayim, to learn the Torah, Malam ni aleichem kilu lechatosim yamechem. I considered upon yourselves as if you never did a chet. Levishiyesh boy bitul yetzirah. That it's called on Shavuos, we're like mevatel the yetzirah. Therefore, it's considered as if we never did a chet. And now we can understand very good the Ramban we spoke out before, that Pesach, he says, that's the beginning of the Yom Tov. And Shavuos, that's the end of the Yom Tov. And the days in between are like Chol HaMoed. The Ramban explains more there, that we know that Pesach is called the Yom Tov of Zaman Chereseinu. We became freed. But Chazal say, Enucha ben Chorna lemishoisek batera. Who is called a real free person? Somebody that's oisek batera. Therefore the Ramban said, when was the Gemar? When did it finish? Zaman Chereseinu. When did we really become freed? That's ban Shavuos, Zaman Kabbalah Satera. When we makabel upon the Torah, let me just explain now that the Medrash Yerushalmi says, we became freed from the Yetzirah. That Torah is the Sam HaMovis that kills the Yetzirah. And the Gemara Kedushin says, Borosi Yetzirah or Borosi Torah Tavlin Loi. The Kodesh Baruch himself tells us that even though we created the Yetzirah, but Torah is the Tavlin, that's the spice, to wipe out, to kill out the Yetzirah. So here on Shavuos, when we were Zeichet, this high Madrega of Kedusha, to be able to really be mekabel the Torah, to make it Torah, say nu, our Torah, not just our Matan Torah, but Zaman Matan Torah, say nu, became our Torah, it became part of us, Therefore, we're able to knock out the Yetzirah, we're able to become Noki Minachet. So this is the Zman, this is the Gemar, the end of the Zman Cheresenu. That's the call, who's the Cheres, means you're freed from the Yetzirah, that Mishoisek Batera. Because a freed person means he's working for himself. When a person listens to the Yetzirah and works for him, he's not working for himself, he's only getting punished. But when a person gets rid of his Yetzirah, he becomes freed from the Yetzirah through the Kabbalah Satera, then whatever he does is called working for himself, and everything he does is only his own gain, the Torah, the mitzvahs, without you be zeicha to Olam Haba, that's called real schar. So the Gemara of Zaman Cheresenu, that's with the Kabbalah Satera on Shavuos. Now really, Chag HaShavuos, the Zman Kabbalah Satera, the Inyan to Mekabel the Torah, it's not only on Chag HaShavuos. And this is the famous Teres Tachreinim ask, how come the Torah doesn't mention Shavuos to be a Zman Kabbalah Satera? The Torah doesn't mention a word about Kabbalah Satera. We say in Davening Zman Kabbalah Satera. How come though in the Torah doesn't mention it? So Kliyaka once said, because the Torah wouldn't mention it on Chag HaShavuos as a Zman Kabbalah Satera, a person would think it could only be Mekabel the Torah once a year on Chag HaShavuos. And that's not true. Every single day of the year, whenever we learn Torah, it's always supposed to be kechadoshois, kilo nitnu, kilo kiblu, hayoyim har Sinai. See, if the Torah doesn't want to mention it, as if to say, every single day of the year, really could be mekabel the Torah and knock out the Yetzirah. I realize it's a little rem, as we know, the other Yom Tovim, Sukkis, Pesach, has 7 days to it. There's 7 days of Yom Tov. And there's a Zaman of Tashlumim, if you didn't bring the korban the first day, you could bring the korban the next day. The third day is a tashlumim of 7 days of Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. Shavuos, we know, midiraisa is only 1 day. But still there's a loch of tashlumim. If you did not bring the korban chagiga on Yom Tov, on the first day, you could bring it for the next 7 days. So it has a tashlumim. But interesting, the tashlumim of Shavuos is Yimei HaChol. The Yom Tov is only 1 day. How come the Yom Tov doesn't extend for 7 days? Alright, we just explained according to Ramban, it wouldn't be such a kasha, because really Shavuos is like the Atzeres of Pesach, it's the end of Pesach. But still, so someone explained that the Pshat is, the teaches this Inyan, that the Inyan of Shavuos, Kabbalah Satera, is not only on Yom Tov itself, it could even be Bimei HaChol, could even be throughout the whole year, you can mekabel upon yourself the Kedusha Satera to be knock out the Yetzirah. So therefore it's interesting why the Tashlumim of the Kabbonis HaShavuos, who can even be brought to Yimei HaChol, to teach us this Inyan even throughout the whole year, on Yimei HaChol, a weekday, also we could be mekabel the Torah. Now we know, by Chag HaShavuos, Klal Yisrael came to the great Madrega, and the way we're explaining it now was only after 7 weeks of real work of Achonam, that they came to the Madrega where they said, Nasa v'nishma. That the Gemara in Shabbos talks about this. One Gemara there says in Peites HaMabez that Bishor Shekdim Lefunecha Nasa l'nishma. When Klal Yisrael was about to accept the Torah, and they said, Nasa, first we will do whatever you tell us, Hashem, and then Nishma, then we'll try to understand it. So then the Pasuk says, Karosi lehem b'ni b'chari Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael got ashamed, Bonim. We are now considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now B'ni B'chari Yisrael. Another Chazal say that B'shor Shekdimu Yisrael Naslo Nishma. When Klal Yisrael came to this great Madrega to be able to say Nasa V'nishma, Yotza Sabasko. A Basko came out, like a Nevuah came out, the Yomel and told Klal Yisrael, Migila lefot lebonai rozeh, who uncovered to my children this private thing, shemalchei hashoros mishtamshim boy. This is a lashon the way malachim talk. And the Mashal explains that the difference between a malach and a person is that a person has a yetzirah, and therefore when he has to do a mitzvah, he has 2 ways. He can think about doing it. The yetzer toiv tells you to do it. But there's the Yetzirah inside you tells you do not do it. So when a person does a mitzvah, like there's something holding him back, he has the Yetzirah there. Mashenkein by Malachim, when they go to do mitzvahs, they don't have a Yetzirah. So when they hear the Dvar Hashem, they get up and they jump and they do it. They don't have any second thought. There's nothing to stop them. They just jump. So that's what the Gemara means, that Klai Yisrael came to the Madrega Malachim when they said, Nase v'nishma, means Nase, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to jump and do it. We're not going to think twice, we're not going to have any Yetzirah with us, we're going to knock out the Yetzirah, like we're just saying, with the Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Barosi Torah Tavlin Loi, that knocks out the Yetzirah. So Klai Yisrael came to such a high Madrega by Shavuos, they were mekabel the Torah to say Nase, that whatever you say, we're just going to go and do it right away. There's not going to be any double thoughts. We're not going to think about it. Yes, no. We're just going to run to do it. So they came then to the Madrega of Malachim. That's the way Malachim talk. Migilu Labonai Rozeh Shemalchi Ashoros Mishtam Shemboi. So this is the Chag Shavuos that Klai Yisrael came to a tremendous Hakorah to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Iker Einoid Mulvadoi. We only have one purpose in this world, and that's to serve Hashem, to do His mitzvahs, to mekabel His Torah, and to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's very good now, why we call this Yom Tov again, Chag HaShavuos, is the Chag of the Weeks, meaning that how did we come to such a Madrega, that even though Hashem gave it to us for a present on Pesach, but we didn't just leave it alone, but we stayed with it and we worked on ourselves now for 7 weeks, and we came to the Madrega of Nasa v'Nishma to be able to mekabel the Torah completely. And that's what Chazal called Lashon of Atzeres, means we stayed with the Kedusha for 7 weeks. We didn't leave it alone, but we worked on it until finally we called it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, that it became our Torah because we worked so hard. And now it's very good, the thing of Bikurim, this is the site of Bikurim also, like we said before. The whole world was created Bishvil the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Jew has to realize everything we do, whatever we receive, whatever we get, only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bikurim, the first crop of the Shiva Saminim, the special Minim. Give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring it to the Mizbech, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, give it to the Kayim. If the show, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're appreciating, we're thanking and realizing how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you come to the Madrega of Nasa v'Nishma. We just want to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. And that's the meaning of Chag HaKatzir also. The Chag HaKatzir means it's the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat, meaning that now we cut down the new wheat and we don't just don't keep it for ourselves and use it for ourselves, but the first thing we do right away is go bring a Mincha Chadosha. We right away give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show this HaKadosh HaTov. And that even started with the Omer. That the Omer was also the Rishis that was the first cutting down of the barley that was brought for their Mincha, the Mincha Soima. So the beginning of Pesach and until the end of Shavuos, we're all Isaac in this Inyan of being Mekar of ourself to come to this great Madrega of Nasa v'Nishma. That whatever Hashem does, we'll do right away, because we realize everything we have only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore this Chag HaShavuos is a Yom Tov of the 7 weeks of preparation, that we come now to the Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah, what tremendous Simcha a Jew should have on Chag HaShavuos. That we know in the Torah, it doesn't say Simcha by Pesach, but the first time it says Simcha by Chag HaShavuos. True, by Sukkot is the Ribui of the Samach V'Chagecha Marba more Simcha. But the first place the Torah says Simcha is on Chag HaShavuos, because this is the tremendous Simcha, the best Simcha you can have, is you come to a realization that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to be Makir Tov and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His Torah, gave us His great Matana, the great present, the Torah. We come to appreciate the Torah, that's the biggest Simcha a Jew can have. Therefore, Shavuos is a Zaman of Simcha, Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah, it's a Zaman when we came to our Tachlis, came to our highest Madrega of Kedusha by saying Nase v'Nishma. And this is also pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim and of Peichesam Abeis, that the Gemara says, HaKol Moedim, everybody agrees, the Atzeres, again, Chazal always called this Yom Tov Atzeres, the Bina Nami Lachem, that we have to eat, we have to enjoy ourselves on Chag HaShavuos. My time of the Gemara says, what's the reason? Because it's a Yom SheNitnu Boi Torah. This is the day the Torah was given. Really, it's not. It's very hard to understand this Gemara. Like on a regular Yom Tov, it's a Machlokes. One man, the other says, if you want to, it could be Kul Hashem. If you want, you rely to fast on Yom Tov, you can make it Kul Hashem. But on the Chag HaShavuos and Atzeres, everybody agrees, no, you have to eat. And what's the reason why? Because this is the day the Torah was given. It should be just the opposite. The day the Torah was given, so spend the whole day learning the Torah, only be Yosek in Kedush and Ruchnias. How come today you have to have Lochem? And the Pshat is like we say now, that the Yisoid of Torah is that we appreciate everything comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we have to appreciate the Gashmias also. We have to appreciate the Lechem, the food we have, that every single thing we receive in this world only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sa'adah Rabbu, we have to enjoy this world. We have to enjoy the eating. But just we have to realize that it's a matana that Hashem gives us, and therefore we have to be makatoiv and appreciate and go back to be oivet Hashem. The same meaning is on Shabbos also. Shabbos is the end of Oinik Shabbos, to enjoy yourself, to have Gashmius on Shabbos. Because the Pshat is Shabbos is the Yom HaKadusha, and therefore this is the day we can appreciate to realize it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we'll go back and say Shirish V'Shibachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Chag HaShavuos also. If this is the day the Torah was given, this is the day we received it, we came to realization of Ein Oid Movadoi, Nasa V'Nishma, therefore we should use the Gashmius and enjoy it. But to understand, to realize that these are Matonis that Hashem gave us, just like the Bikurim, to take the first crop and bring it to Hashem, but then you're allowed to enjoy your crop. Because you have to realize it's a matana from Hashem. And then that's the tachlis of this world, to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, turn over, we'll have another shmuz on the other side.
So that's what the Torah just said, it's called the Mincha Chadosha, or to bring the Shtei Halechim. With the Rabbanan Taka and the Nusach HaTfilah, we mentioned Taka as the man, Matan Torah Seinu. Now the question is, if the Torah didn't want to say, talk about Shavuos as a Zaman, Kabbalah HaTorah, how come the Chazal, when they made the Nusach of like Shmoneh Esrei, like we call Yom Tov of Shavuos, we say Zaman Matan Torah Seinu? If the Torah didn't want to call it, why does Chazal call it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu? And really, the question also is, why do we say it's called the Zaman Matan of giving the Torah? Why don't we say Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah? It's the time that we receive the Torah. But this we'll talk about. For every Yom Tov we know of the Gimel Regalim, it's called the Smachta B'Chagecha, it's an Indian of Simcha, to be happy. And the Simcha we have from Yom Tov has to last us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And Lamashal is a Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klai Yisrael to be the Simcha whole year. Therefore, he puts the Gimel Regalim at different times of the year. We have Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this wasn't enough, so he added a Yom Tov of Purim, and then he added a Yom Tov of Chanukah. But the aside of one Yom Tov is to take the Simcha with us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And really, Rav Aaron Tzatzal, Rav Shiva Tzatzal, wants to explain that some Rishonim learn on Yom Tov we have a Neshama Yisera. Just like on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera, the same thing on Yom Tov also we have a Neshama Yisera. So the question is, if we have a Neshama Yisera, how come on Mitzvah Yom Tov, when we make Havdalah, why don't we have to make a Bracha on the Sonim? Just like on Mitzvah Shabbos, when the Neshama Yisera goes away, we have to make a Bracha on the Psalmim, smell something, to take away the pain from losing the Neshama. So why don't we have to do it on Mitzvah Yom Tov also? And he wanted to answer the Pshat is, that on Mitzvah Yom Tov, we don't lose the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama of Yom Tov stays with us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. Like the Hashpah that we got from Yom Tov, the Simcha we got, was supposed to keep with us from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And it's interesting. Where Tosfos in Chagiga on the Ches Amud Aleph explains that the other Gemara Dashim from V'Samachta B'Chagecha L'Rabbas Kol Minei Simachas, all different types of Simcha of Simachas you give Yitzchak, not only with the Shalom Chagiga but with Matonis, with Oilos and Nedavos and Bechor. And Tosfos explains there that really the Posik is a Ribu, is an extra Posik, because really the Torah said already the Atzeres Simcha, and we learn out Pesach from Atzeres. And really learn out Sukkot also from Atzeres at the meaning of Simcha. That the Torah says by Sukkot again with Samachta V'Chagecha, that's extra to learn out other halachas. But really we can learn out all the Gimel Regalim from Atzeres, the meaning of Simcha. So it comes out that the place where the Torah talks about Simcha by Yom Tov is by Shavuos. Hey, how come Simcha is the Ikka Simcha is by Shavuos? Where is the Simcha in Shavuos? Also, we have to know, like we're saying, every Yom Tov Avada is called Smachta Bechgechom. There's an inyan of Simcha to be happy that has to last us. But of course, each Yom Tov has its private Simcha. What's the prototype of Simcha we learn out from the Chag HaShavuos? We know the Gemara in Pesachim said that Rav Yossi said that Ilav HaYoyma Kagorim is Kama Yossi Yikir B'Shuka. Rav Yossi got up and said, if not for this day, in other words, the day of Kabbalah Satur of Shavuos, in other words, that I became a big Talmud Chochem, and I'm a great person right now, there would have been a lot of Yossis in the Shuk, I would be nobody. If not for the Torah that I learned, that I became a big Talmud Chochem, I would be nobody. And the kasha they ask is, that when the Gemara in Saita says that Rav Yossi was an Onif. It says when Rebbe was Nifta, the Gemara says there was Bottle Anova, and Rav Yossi said, no, since I'm around, I still have the Midah of Anova. So if he was an Onif, how could he right now, like he's showing off and bragging and saying, I'm a great person, you know why? Because I received the Torah. Like how could he be going bragging about this? So we'll soon be mazbo that really what Rav Yossi was saying was not really bragging, the Torah's Gaivam, but he was really teaching us what's the Yisrael of Shavuos. What did we learn out from Shavuos? Now we spoke about before that on Shavuos, Chazal gave the name of Zaman Matan Teresenu. We don't say Kabbalah Satera, we say Matan Teresenu. And really the Magen Avraham asked the question, how could we say and involve this Sivin, Zaman Matan Teresenu, like we hold like Rav Yossi Shit, the Torah was first given on Zion B'Sivin. And the answer that the Achronim say is, that true. The Torah L'maisa, the Kabbalah, was on Zion B'Sivin. But the Matana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us the Torah. In other words, he brought it down to this world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah on Vav B'Sivin. And once Moshe had the Matana of the Torah, Moshe darshan the Torah to say that you have to eat another day, Yom HaMa'omachar, that Mocher is Kiyom. Therefore, he added another day, and of course, Mocher was Maskim Ayodai. But the present was given to us, Taka, on Vav B'Sivin. Just Moshe dashed in the Torah to add another day, so Lamaisa, we first received the Torah on Zayin B'Sivin. But the Matana was given on Vav. That's why it's good, why on Vav B'Sivin, we say a Lashon of a Zman, Matan Teresenu. Now, the difference between the Matana and the Kabbalah is that the Matana, we're talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a present. The Kabbalah Satira, that's what Klai Yisrael themselves did, that they accepted the Torah. Now we know the Klai, usually the Torah always talks about the Chshivas, what Klai Yisrael does. In other words, by Pesach Lamashal. The Torah calls the Yom Tov of Pesach Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos goes upon the Klai Yisrael, Shlehispiko, they didn't wait, and they ran out of Mitzrayim, they didn't have enough dough with them, it didn't rise yet. So the Torah talks about what Klai Yisrael did. That's why it's called Chag HaMatzos. We call it Chag HaPesach because we talk about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses and didn't kill our Bechorim. So here also, the Torah itself, it would talk about Zaman Kabbalah HaTorah, the way Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah. And that the Kliyakra explains, the Torah didn't want to talk about how Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, because then you could think you could only accept the Torah once a year and not every single day. And really, really, every single day when we learn Torah, it's like we're accepting it now from HaSinai. That's why the Torah didn't want to talk about the way Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah by HaSinai. But Chazal, when they came along and called Shavuos, Zaman Matan Teresenu, like we're saying, that really happened on Vav B'Sivin, that's the pshat that we talk about what Hashem did to us. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a special present. He gave us a special Matana. The Matana was the Torah. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kli HaYokar. Something that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves. It's mamish, it was created a thousand years before the Bria Seulam. And Chazal say that Bora be a rice of Estako be a rice of Bora Yalma. Kodesh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, that was the blueprints, how to make the world, and from that he made the world. Like the Mashkiach and Ruchim is Mazbir, that the reason why we have it, that we're born from parents, we have a father and a mother, the reason why that's the way the world goes is because the Torah says a mitzvah. Since the Torah says the mitzvah of respecting your parents, that's why the mitzvah when Hashem created this world, He made it that we're created through parents in order to be mekayim the Torah. In other words, the Torah is not such a chashuv thing that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. That's called Zaman Matan Teresenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His present. That's what Chazal called Shavuos. In other words, what comes out that the Yisoid of Shavuos is HaKoras HaToiv. We have to realize and thank, like, realize what kind of a great present Hashem gave us, and have a little bit of Hakaras HaTov, like go to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hakaras HaTov to realize that Hashem gave us such a great present, that's the Yisrael of Shuas. Hakaras HaTov of Zaman Matan Tov Seinu. And really what we say in Davening and Yom Tov all the time, Ato V'chatonu Mikol Amim, V'havto Yisonu, V'kidashtonu V'rimamtonu Mikol Oshenois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, V'rimamtonu, He lifted us, V'kidashtonu, it's all because of the Kabbalah Satorah. Where was Klai Yisrael chosen to be different? By Kabbalah Satorah, like we say in Birkha Satorah. Asher bo ha'abonu mikolo amin. V'nosam lonu ves terosai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the other nations and He gave us the Torah. And even by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was almanat. There should be a Kabbalah Satorah later. So Hashem chose us by showing it, by giving us the Torah. So Mamish, that's the Yisrael of Shavuos. It's a Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. We have to realize this great present that Hashem gave us. And that's what Rav Yossi was saying. Rav Yossi was talking about like giving back Shvach, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and saying, you know how great this day is, that the reason why a Talmud Chochem is different than anybody else, like why is Klai Yisrael different? Because we received the Torah. The Torah is what makes us Choshev. So he wasn't saying it to brag about himself how great he is, but rather he was saying it to give Hakaras HaTov, like realizing the great present that Hashem gave us, and saying, Ilav HaYom HaDechagorim, if not for this day of Shavuos, the day we received, we got the Torah. That's what made Klai Yisrael Choshev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us over all of the nations and gave us His Kli Chemda, then Kami Yosef Ikim Shuka, there'd be a lot of Yosef in the street. I wouldn't have any Cheshivas. Klai Yisrael wouldn't have any Cheshivas, anything special. We'd be like any other nation. But it's like coming to the Akorah to realization that we received this tremendous present from Hashem that makes us greater and picked us up and was Mekadosh us more than any other nation. And that's the Yisrael of Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, that Hashem gave us this matana. Now if a person realizes what kind of a matana you have, it's not possible to be in a matzav of atzvus, to be sad, not to be happy. Like Lamoshal, if somebody just inherited $1 million, so he goes home, mamis, molis, simchis, is happy, he just got $1 million. Let's say he goes home and his kid breaks something, his kid breaks a chair, even if the chair cost $100. It doesn't bother him at all today. Why do I care about $100? I just got $1 million though. I just became so rich that little things don't bother me anymore. That's the pshat also. The person would realize that the man Matan Torah Seinu, Hashem today gave us the Torah, gave us His great present, His Kli Chemda. He gave it to us, that how much we got today, the millionaires we became, that you have to be the simcha, you have to be happy, nothing can bother you. What bothers you? Small things. This is not going good, that's not going so good. That means nothing can make a Torah though. The fact we received the Torah, the happiness we should have by receiving the Torah, that means so much to us that we can't be not happy. We can't be sad right now. That's why the Torah put the union of Simcha B'davka by Shavuos. Because when a person got such a present, like the Torah, it's not shaykh not to be B'Simcha and nothing could share it. Anything else is only something small connected to this great present of the Torah. And the Moshe Shavuos is the Yahrzeit of Dovra Melech. He was born on Shavuos and Niftar on Shavuos. By Dovra Melech it's brought down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to be Niftar on Shabbos. So Dovra Melech said back, please, I don't want to be Niftar on Shabbos. Let me be Niftar on Sunday. Hashem said, no, when it comes up your time, it's a time for your son Shlomo Melech, you can't go into his position, his time, even a second. So he said, good, take me away before him then. Take me away on a Friday, let me be Niftar the day before Shabbos. Hashem answered back, good morning, Shabbos says, Nachla Aleph, and says, no, that Toivli Yoimecho Chatoisik Batera. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I like it better. The one day that you sit and learn Torah, Yosei me alfei kabonis shemevi bincha shleim la bebeis hamidish. More than 1,000 kabonis that your son Shlomo Melech will bring in the beis hamidish, I like better your learning the Torah. So we see how dear and achoshev is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the Torah, what it means to Hashem that we learn the Torah, and that Hashem gave us this great present. And we have to realize that today we became mamish millionaires. Da'ata v'chatona mikol amim, asher b'chabona mikol amim, that's Goran Shavuos. That today we became something special. We received something special. So with this alone, we have to be happy. This is the inyan of Zaman, or to be the Simcha on Yom Tov of Shavuos. Like by terrorists, who says, the Pasuk says, Eitz Chaim Milo Machazikim Bo. Terrorists called the Eitz Chaim. It's Mamish, the tree of life. And the Moshe of Chaim Loshnig is, if somebody, the Moshe, is drowning in the river. He's drowning there. He can't help himself. And somebody throws him a big piece of wood. that's floating and he grabs onto the wood and that holds him up. That's the mashal, that's Torah. Torah is called Eitz Chaim. That's the tree that we hold on to, the branch we hold on to, that keeps us alive. If not for Torah, we'd be drowning, we'd be nothing. It's the Torah, that's the Chaim, that keeps us alive. That's the tremendous matana that Hashem gave us. And the more we realize it, that's the Yontif HaShvuas. To sit down and realize how chosher the Torah is, what kind of a great present we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to go give him back HaKaras HaTayv. L'moshul, this parasha, Parshas Baloischom, it says in the end of the parasha, Badinya Behib and Sayoran. It says the parasha of Behib and Sayoran. And we know before the parasha, there's a Nun Hafucha, a Nun turned upside down, and afterwards there's a Nun Hafucha, a Nun turned upside down. And Rashi brings down that really this parasha, Shleidim Koyma, doesn't belong to be here. It's not its right place, but it's put there to be mafsik, bein pronis to pronis. That before Klai Yisrael did a chet of a Yisum Har Hashem, they ran away from Har Sinai, like a Tinuk HaPareh from Beis HaSefer, like a kid that runs away from school, as if to say, we had enough Torah, don't give us any more. And the next chet the Pasuk says is, Vayi Yom Kim Esayinim, that Klai Yisrael was complaining. It doesn't say what they complained about, it just says they were complaining. So the Pasuk says, Vativa Hashem got angry at them and burnt them up. He made a fire come down and they were burnt up. But the Pasuk doesn't say what they were complaining about. It just says, Vayi Yom Kim Esayinim, they were complaining. Now one said of a pshat from Rav Ozan Shlita that he wanted to say Nechnami. They had no reason for complaining. There wasn't any real complaints. But our Kopon, they weren't in a happy mood. They were in a complaining mood, even without any complaints. But that alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to kill out these Rishoyim. Like, what does it mean? You just received the Torah. You just got the Kli Chemda. You have everything. You're not missing anything. You just got $1 million. How is it possible now to be not happy, to be Kimisayinim, to be complainers? So for that, the Keterah had to put the two nuns turned upside down, as if to say the Nasev and Ishma, the Klai Yisrael said, they lost it now. If you say Nasev and Ishma in the Kabbalah Torah, you have to be happy, you have everything. What do you mean? Like even before, how can you run away from the Torah? What do you mean that Hashem gave you too many mitzvahs, you don't want more? That's why you're running away? The opposite. The more Torah you have, the more mitzvahs you have, the more millions you have. The more Eitz Chaim we have, the more happy we have to be. That was Nasev and Ishma. We're as happy as could be that we received the Torah. And the Klai Yisrael now, the Rishoyim there, were in the matzah above, they were running away. They were not happy, they were complaining. That's the steer of the Kabbalah HaTorah. But I call upon him through the Kabbalah HaTorah, through the matonah that Hashem gave us, we have to be the Simcha. We have to realize that's life, that's the most chashuv thing we have, that's Nitzchias, the Torah we take with us, that goes with us with Elam Habom, a malavan al yodam loyakesev loyazov. Everything we make on this world stays behind when we leave the world. The only thing we take with us is only the Torah and the Ma'asim Tovim we take with us. What's the Ma'asim Tovim and the Torah? That's Mamash the Torah, the Limud HaTorah. Really, the same from the Kisvei Ariza Tzal said that the equal way of doing tshuva is by being Asik in Torah. Because the pshat is, when you do mitzvahs, if you're not a tzaddik, you're a rosha, a kubya, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't accept the mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Torah, rips up the mitzvah. Unless later you do tshuva, then when you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel the mitzvahs. But right now, when you're rushing, you're not doing such good, the mitzvahs you do also Hashem doesn't accept it. Hashem by Torah, Torah Hashem always accepts. That's the chshivas of Torah. I'm doing in the Rambam says, Le'olam yasek adam b'Torah, apal pi shveil l'shmo. Rambam doesn't say, Le'olam yasek b'Torah v'mitzvahs, like Lashon HaChazal. Because by mitzvahs, it's not always that shveil l'shmo or be mekubel. Hashem by Torah, even if you learn shveil l'shmo, Torah has kedusha to it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mechashiv, accepts the Torah, that's a chashiv zach the Torah. And the Torah works over the person. Like Rabbi Kiva, the Tanna Rabbi Kiva, made a Kal V'chaimah, that he saw the way water was dripping down on a stone, and it made an indention, it made a picture on the stone. So he made a Kal V'chaimah, if the water, if the dripping so much, can affect the hard stone, Torah, no matter how bad you are, if you learn Torah day in, day out, it keeps on coming into you, it has to affect you. Eventually you become another mashalom. Eventually it'll make you into a tzaddik. So the Torah, no matter who you are, that's pure. And the Moran Brocha says, Torah is a mekablam tumah. That's the chshivas of Torah, that no matter what you are, no matter how tummy you are, when you learn Torah, it goes into you, it makes you over. It may take time, but the more you learn, the more it works you over. That's the klichem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the special matana. We have to realize it. We have to be makir tov to come to that Koros HaTov to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this great matana. And that's a tremendous avodah, the Indian of HaKadosh HaTov, to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for something. We were in the beginning of the Parsha Baloischo, Rashi brings down that Lomo Nismecho Parshas Menorah LaParshas HaNesiim. It's the Parsha before Nos was talking about that when Nesiim brought the Kabonas, brought the Matonas for the Chanukas HaMizbeach, and Akram now right away talks about the Menorah. So Rashi brings down the famous Medrash that Aaron felt very bad that he wasn't Bechlal the Nesiim, him and his Sheva didn't bring any Matono. He felt very bad. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, don't feel so bad. Chayecho, that your avodah v'imadlik teneris is more chashiv than their avodah. That's what the Medrash says. So really the Rambani asked the question, like, why did Aaron felt good now, like when Hashem said you'll be like the Menorah? What was so great about lighting the Menorah? Really, Aaron felt bad that he wasn't mechlal the Nesiim, he didn't bring these presents. Even though really Aaron the Kohen Gadol has plenty of avodah special for himself. He has the whole avodah on Yom Kippur, he could bring kabonas, he could bring the keteris, he has a special chavitim. Like, why wasn't Aaron Mefuyis with all these avoidas that he does? Why did the Pasuk Dafka, the Rashi, the Medrash say Dafka, he only felt good when Hashem gave him the avoid of lighting the menorah? And Hashem said, the lighting of the menorah is more choshev than the other avoidas. Why? What's so great about lighting of the menorah? The Chaim Shalevet, the Tzal, has a shmuz on this, and it brings down to the Medrash Rabbi. The Medrash talks about this and says, the menorah was a mashal like this, that Klai Yisrael really yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is there a mitzvah to light the menorah? Do you need the light? Like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, light up the whole world. So why come you need us to light the menorah for you? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, it's like the truth, I'm not doing this for myself, but I want to let you be able to thank me. In other words, I give you the light the whole time, and I want you to be able to thank me for the light that I give you. I'm letting you have a little HaKaras HaTayv. That's the avoid of the menorah. And it's a marshal to a blind person and a smart person walking down the road. And you understand the person that could see and was smart helped along the blind person the whole way and brought him into the house. And the Medrash says when they went into the house, then the smart person told the blind person, put on the lights for me. So he started to laugh. You need me to put the lights on for you? So he said, yes, I want to give you the opportunity to thank me. And that's the marshal that Kodesh Baruch Hu was a smart person that could see. And Klai Yisrael is blind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the light. And now by the menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Aaron the opportunity to like thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out the avoid of the menorah was HaKaras HaTayv, was an avoid of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the light that he gave us. And that's Pshat this Medrash that Rashi brings down, that the avoid of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest avoid that we could do. It's more chashiv than the kabonis that Aaron brought. That's why when Aaron felt bad, the only time he was appeased was when he heard that he could do the avoid of that locus aneris, that which is an avoid of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKaras HaTayv. And we're saying now, that's the Yusayda Shavuos also, to have HaKaras HaTayv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that Hashem gave us a special matana. Hashem gave us this special gift of the Torah. And not to feel like Klai Yisrael did at the Chet, Vayisom, that they ran away from Asinah as if to say we have too much Torah, we don't need any more. No, we have to go to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize the great present we got. And more we get, the more and more happy we are. If we can't, the more Torah we learn, the more happy we become. And that's why Shavuos is a Zman Tak of Simcha. Like every Yom Tov is a Zman of Simcha. True, Sukkot is special for Zman Simcha Seinu. Shavuos has special Ribuy and even more. But I call upon him, the Torah says the union of Simcha by all the Yom Tovim, and we learn it out from Shavuos. Because when we receive the Torah by the Matana that Hashem gave us, that's our millions. So that has to keep us happy that no small things could bother us. They considered nothing efes, negeya to the Matana that we received of the Torah. And who are then when we go to learn the Torah, when we go to do the mitzvahs, we have to do them a simcha. We have to realize the HaKaras HaTayv that this is our chiyus, this is our chaim, this is our life. By doing the mitzvah, by learning the Torah, that keeps us alive. And this is the limud for the whole year. When you go to do mitzvahs, when you go to learn Torah, you have to learn it b'simcha. You have to be happy. That's the way of chinuch, to teach your children that way. For Rebbe, to teach his own Talmidim that way. That if the father is happy when he does the mitzvahs, the children learn also. It's an important thing to do the mitzvahs. And they also do it the happiness. Mashenkin, if the father does the mitzvah, but he kvetches, oy vey, it's hard, but I'm still doing it. Or the Rebbe is going around sourpuss, he's not happy. The Talmidim also don't see the greatness of the Torah. The children don't do the mitzvah so good. The father does it. But the children see right away the father is kvetching. It's hard to do it. They're not going to do it all together. The way chinuch, where we teach our children, our tamidim, is the more simcha we have, the more happiness when we do the mitzvah. So they see, they realize how chashuv it is, how great it is the mitzvah, how much it means to us. And for that, they'll also learn to do the mitzvahs with a bigger chesed, with a bigger avon. And that's the yisayda shuvus, to learn to do the mitzvahs, to do the Torah. The avon, with a chesed, with simcha, to realize this great matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And this is our chiyus, this is our life. And if something knows, that's what's keeping us alive. That's the millions. A person does it b'simcha. Yes, and if there was Hashem b'simcha, we have to realize and thank Hashem for this great Torah that He gave us, how lucky we are to have it.
Now, there is another part of Shavuos also we know in the Torah. The Torah calls Shavuos Chag HaBikurim. It says, Uvayim HaBikurim. That Shavuos is called Bikurim. The question is, why do we call Shavuos Bikurim? True, this is the time we start bringing the Bikurim after Shavuos. That's the time when the clients, when the Yidden start to bring their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. But why is Shavuos called Bikurim? The Chorosh Shavuos has to do with Kabbalah HaTorah. Also, the first Rashi in Chumash and Bereishis says that one of the Pshatim of Bereishis is Bishvil Bikurim Shenikri Reishis, that the world was created because of Bikurim. Like, what's so great about Bikurim? Also, we spoke about before, we said non Shavuos, the Gemara says in Mimpsochim that Akil Moedim Debina Nami Lochem. On Shavuos, you have to have Lochem, even though on a regular Yom Tov, there's a man Yom that it says you could have Kulu Lashem. But on Shavuos, you have to have lochem, you have to have gashmis, you have to eat. And the Gemara says, why? Because HaKoyel Moedim, because Yom Shenitno Ba Torah, Shin Shavuos is the day that the Torah was given, therefore we have to have lochem. Hurikasha should be just the opposite. Since the day the Torah was given, it should be a day of Kulul Hashem. Why on Shavuos we have to have lochem? Also, the special korban, the mincha that we bring on Shavuos is called the Shtei HaLechem. Now, the Shtei HaLechem, the Pasuk calls it a mincha chadosho, and really what it is it's the first time they bring a mincha from chitim, from the new crop, the new chodesh-like. The first time they use the chitim is the korban, the mincha, Shtei HaLechem. And it's brought from the chametz also. So the kasher is, why do we have to bring the Shtei HaLechem? Why is it brought from chametz on Shavuos? Like chametz, his merum is in gashmis, chametz. So why on Shavuos punkt we have to bring the mincha made from chametz? The pshat could be really like we know, spoke that there was a machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim, that the Malachim wanted the Torah should stay in Shemayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to get it. And some of us should learn the pshat is that the Malachim tainted that the Torah is kula ruchnis, is kedusha. And a person, or Adam, in this world is Gashmis. He has a goof. So how could the Torah come together with a person? That's why the Malachim wanted the Torah to be in Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Leicha with the Torah, because the Pshat is that true, a person has Gashmis, but a person also has a Neshama. A person is made out of both, out of Ruchnias and Gashmis. And the thing that puts the two together, that makes Shalom between the two, is Torah. Torah has the power to be Mekadesh, even the Gashmis that we do. Even the achilu, the enjoyment, it's also supposed to be done through a Torahic way, which is Mekadeshit. And really, this is the yisoid of Shabbos also. And that's why it's good, why the Gemara says, HaKoyel Moedim, that Torah was Nitnu B'Shabbos. It's Machlokes, if the Torah was given on Vov or on Zayin B'Sivin, but everybody's maskim was given on Shabbos. Because the yisoid of Shabbos is also like this. Shabbos is Mekadesh the Gashmias. We once spoke that Rashi and Bey says, the union of the Neshama Yisrael we have on Shabbos is, you have more achofes halei that you can eat more on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? Eat more on Shabbos. The pshat is the koyach of Shabbos is to mekadesh the gashmias. And that's what the Torah is. Torah is to mekadesh even the gashmias that we have. And the pshat is that we have to realize everything we have comes from Hashem. And Hashem is kula kedusha, kula taira. Therefore, if we realize the gashmias, the food, whatever we need, comes from Hashem, we realize that it's smally kedusha. So therefore, on Shavuos, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu like was zeicha to get the Torah was that he taught the Malachim that the koyach of the Torah is not only ruchnis and shemayim, but the Torah has the power to be mekadesh even the gashmis on this world. And if that's the power of the Torah has to be given to Bnei Adam, that we could use it to mekadesh ourselves with it. So it comes out that the reason why we were zeicha in the Torah was in order to be able to use this koyach that the Torah has for us, for people Bnei Adam, for our gashmis to be mekadesh it. Therefore, it's very good. We are co-moedim that atzeres bina nami lochem. On atzeres and shavuos, we have to have gashmis. We have to eat well. Why? Because yom shenitnu ba Torah.
Because this is the koyach of the Torah. The Torah has the koyach to be mekadesh even the gashmis we do. So therefore on Shavuos, the day the Torah was given, we have to have lochem. Now this is also good, the union of Bikurim. The yisoid of Bikurim is that we know when Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, so after we went in there, it's possible we could forget that Hashem gave it to us, and we think that it belongs to us, it's ours. Koychiv yoytzim yodi yosef tachayel azeh. So Hashem made a lot of mitzvahs to remember that everything comes from Hashem. First of all, there's a mitzvah of Orlah. The first 3 years we can't eat from the Paris. We have to realize that it's Kulo Hashem. Then there's Neter Revai. But then from then on, every year, what makes us remind us that everything really belongs to Hashem, Hashem is what gave it to us, that's this mitzvah of Bikurim. Bikurim is every year the first crop, the best of the crop. You come and give some Paris, you give some of the Zayin Aminim, you bring it to the Kohen, like giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shows that you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gave us these Paris, these fruits. So the Yisrael of Bikurim is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the Gashmis. The Melo will realize that there's Kedusha in it, and that's the Kohen to Mekadosh us. That's why Bereishis Rashi says, B'shvil HaBikurim Shenikra Reishis, that the Yisrael of this world is to remind us. We should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us everything. And that's what Bikurim is. That's the limit we have from Bikurim, that Hashem is the one that gives us our Paris. Hu Adin, that's Yom HaShavuos. The Chag HaShavuos, it said, is called Chag HaBikurim, the Torah calls it. The Yom HaBikurim, because Shavuos also, the Torah is a koyach to be mekadesh ourselves, to mekadesh even the Gashmis. And how do we do it? By realizing that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that gave it to us. Hashem is Moli Kedusha. He's the one that gives it to us. And the more we realize this, the more Taka, the Kedusha of the Torah, will be Mekadosh us. So it's very good why Shavuos is Merum is in Yom HaBikurim. And that's also good why...
Now this Yom Tov of Shavuos, in the Torah, it has different names. First in Parashas Mishpotim, Perachov Gimel, in Pasik, Tes Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'chag ha-kotzir, V'kurei ma'secha she-tizra basode. So it calls this Yom Tov of Shavuos, V'chag ha-kotzir. It's the Yom Tov of cutting down the tfua, the grain from the fields. Also, V'kurei ma'secha, Rashi explains, there's the Zman of Avos Bikurim. This is the time we start to bring Bikurim. Like on Shavuos, we know there's a special mincha, that we bring the Shtei HaLechem that comes in our Tzeres, and the Shtei HaLechem that was Matir the Chodesh to be brought for the Menachos. From now on we can bring the new wheat for Menachos and to start to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So this Chag HaKotzer means it's the beginning of the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat for the Shtei HaLechem and for the Inyan of Bikurim. Agav, this is one of the reasons why we lay Megillus Rus on Shavuos, because Megillus Rus was also the Hebrew Zman HaKtzir. It was a time of cutting down, harvesting, that's this Zman of Shavuos. Then in Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Dalid, Posik Chav Beis, the Posik says, V'chag Shavuos Tasa Lecho. You should make a Chag of Shavuos, Bikurei Ketzir Chitim, again the Pasuk calls the beginning of cutting down the wheat, but here it calls V'chag Shavuos. In similar, in Parshas Re'ei, in Devarim Tes Zayin, in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says V'yosi So Chag Shavuos La'Hashem Elokecha, also calls this Chag Shavuos. To stand here in Re'ei, the word Shavuos is with the Vav, it's a mole, and here in Kisisa, the word B'chag Shavuos is a chaser, it does not have the vav. But these two places, the Torah calls this Yom Tov Chag Shavuos. We'll explain why is it called Shavuos. Pashat Shavuos means weeks, like we know we have to count 7 weeks, from Pesach until Shavuos, and then we make the Chag HaShavuos. So it's called Lashon Shavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Then in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, Perachov Ches, Pasachov Vov, it says, Uv'yoyim ha-bikurim, v'hakrivchem mincho chadosh al Hashem, v'shavuaseichem. So here the Pasach calls Shavuos, Uv'yoyim ha-bikurim, the day of bringing Bikurim, which is the Mincha Chadosho. That was the first time from the new crop, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbeach. So this Yontav is also called Chag of Biyayim Habikurim. And in Lashon Chazal, we call Shavuos Atzeres. It's called the Chag Atzeres. Even though the Pesukim doesn't call it Atzeres, we know Atzeres goes on Shmini Atzeres after Sukkis. But in Chazal, we call Shavuos Lashon of Atzeres. And Atzeres means Lashon of holding back, meaning after we just had the Yontav of Pesach, all the Kedusha we received then, we don't want to just leave Hashem and leave the Kedusha, but Atzeres is Lashon of holding back, staying with it. We hold back, we hold it for another 49 days until the Chag HaShavuos. And really by Sukkot is also the same way. Shemini Atzeres, like Rashi brings down the Medrash, that at the end of Sukkot it's hard, Koshalai Pridaschem, it's hard to leave the Yomtif. So Hashem says, please stay with me one more day, hold yourself back, stay with me one more day. And really the Medrash says, the Yalkut says, that really by Shemini Atzeres also should have really been 50 days after Chag HaSukkos. Just then it would be in the time of the rain, so we did not want to push it off so much to let Klal Yisrael to go home in the rain. But really there isn't any of Atzeres holding yourself back, staying with the Gedusha a certain amount of time. Now in Parshas Emor, on the Pasuk of Atzeres he, Komlecha Savoy de Loisasum, his Pasuk Lamed Vov, when the Pasuk talks about Shmini Atzeres, that Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk calls it Atzeres. So the Ramban over here explains that, like we just said from Rashi, it comes the end of Sukkot, it's hard to leave, so Hashem says, please wait one more day, stay with me one more day. The Ramban explains the same thing by Shavuos. That the Ramban says, V'lakach, therefore, Yikra Rabbeinu Zal, the Rabbonim means Chazal call, V'chol Mokom Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. In Chazal, we always call this Yom Tov of Shavuos with the Lashon of Atzeres. And explains, because first Hashem gave us the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag of Pesach, to 7 days. And it has Kedusha one day first and one day the last day, the seventh day has Kedusha. And then Hashem gave us a long Chol HaMoed, the days of Svira that we count 49 days, Ramban says, that's like a Chol HaMoed in between one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And when it comes to the end of Chol HaMoed, which is the Chag HaShavuos, that's the Lashon of Atzeres. Like, please stay back, hold back with me one more Yom Tov to have another day totally with Hashem. Which this was the Yom Matan Torah, that Ramban says, Sheherim bo yes isha hagdoloi, the Kosh Baruch Hu showed us his great fire, his greatness, udvorav shomu mitoichesh, we heard the words of Hashem through fire. So that's the Lashon of Atzeres. And to try and explain all these different names, what they have to do one and another, this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, the Yom Tov of Chag HaBikurim, the Yom Tov of Chag HaKetzir, and the Sinyan of Atzeres. Now we know, we count Svira Soima, that the Pasuk says in Emor, that Darbro B'nei Yisrael V'yamatro Aleyem, Ki Savoy V'Eloret Asher Ani Noisim Lechem, Uktzartem Es Ketzira, that there's a mitzvah on the second day of Pesach to bring the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer is, that's the beginning, the first time we cut down the new barley, and we brought a mincha from the barley. This is the first time the new barley was brought on the Mizbech. Again, the new wheat, that was first brought on Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem, that was the first time wheat, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbech. But on Yom HaOmer, on the second day of Pesach, that's when they brought the first time the new barley on the Mizbech. And then the Pasuk says, after this mitzvah of Omer, it says, Usvartem lochem mimochros ha-shabz yom avichem es Omer atunufam sheva shabosos tmimus yenu. We have the mitzvah of Svira to count now 7 complete weeks from the time that we brought the Omer until Al Mimorchos Hashabbos Hashvi Tishvach Hamishim Yoim Vikrafte Mincha Chadosh Chadosh El Hashem, and then on the 50th day, which is the Chag HaShavuos, we bring a Mincha Chadosha. We bring another Mincha, and this is the Shtei HaLechem that's brought from the new wheat This is the first time the new crop of wheat is grown on the Mizbech. Now, even though the Chinuch L'Moshel, the Rasitas HaRishonim that hold that the Mitzvos HaSfira Saima applies the Zman HaZeh Midiraisa, means even though we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have the Korban Omer, still there's a Mitzvah of Sfira. And the Chinuch explains that the Ikka Mitzvah Sfira Saima is to count from Pesach until the Chag HaShavuos, until the Chag of Matan of Kabbalah HaTorah. It shows if we're so happy we're waiting for the Kabbalah HaTorah. So for the Cheshivas of the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's why we have a mitzvah now to count every single day to show how happy we are, like we're waiting, we can't wait until we come to the day of Chag HaShavuos. So really the Inyan of Sfiras HaEmer does not have to do with the Korban Omer. It's an Inyan of counting, of showing how we're waiting for the Kabbalah HaTorah. But still the Posse calls it the Pasuk still calls it, they were counting now 7 weeks from the time we brought the Omer. Mashma, the Omer does have to do with this Inyan of Sfiras Omer. And the same thing, it's interesting, at the end of Sfiras Omer, when we come to the 50th day of Shavuos, we said that one Pasuk calls it the Yom HaBikurim. This is the day we start to bring the Bikurim. Or else this is the day we bring the Mincha Chadosh Yom HaKetzir. This is the day we cut down the new wheat and we bring the new wheat on the Mizbech. It's also an Inyan of bringing something new to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Omer is bringing the first barley on the Mizbech for Mincha. And Shavuos is an Inyan of bringing the first wheat, the Shteh Lechem, for a Mincha on the Mizbech. And Bikurim for sure is like that. Bikurim is bringing the first crop, the first fruits that we have from the Shivas Haminim. There's a mitzvah to bring it and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is this Inyan? This is to show us that we realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one that's giving us everything. There's even the crops, the wheat, the barley that we have, we realize it comes from Hashem. We want to thank HaBakoros HaTzeil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why He gave us this. That's the Inyan of the Omer, to show that the beginning of the crop, the Chodesh, we appreciate Hashem gave it to us. Same thing on the B'yom HaBikurim, on the Chag HaShavuos, the Mincha Chadosh is to thank Hashem for the wheat. And B'chlal, the mitzvah of Bikurim is also thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these Shiva Saminim that He gave us. Really, there's a Medrash on the first Pasuk in Chumash of Bereishis Bara Elokim, that the Medrash says that Bereishis goes on Bikurim. Bishvil Bikurim Shenikra Rashis Nivru Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for this mitzvah Bikurim. What's so important about the mitzvah Bikurim? It's also to show us, Bikurim shows us that everything we receive in this world, we appreciate that it comes from Hashem. We give Him like HaKadosh HaTov, we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gave it to us. And this is the purpose of this world. There's a Zoya like this that says the purpose of this world is Lishtim Adodoyi, is to realize, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate Him, to see all the good that He's giving us, to come to be makad, the greatness of Hashem. That's the purpose of this world. So Bikurim brings us for that. In fact, we bring the Rashis, the beginning of the crop that grows, our labor, and not to think it's all our work, but to realize it's a matana from Hashem. Now we're mekayim the tachlis of this world. Now we'll soon explain more, but just let's go into the other name. The name that we deraisa this yontiv is called Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Kipshuta Shavuos means the 7 weeks that we count. There's a Sfasemeth explains from the Medrash that Shavuos also goes on the double lashon of a Shavuah, that there were Mushva v'yomet mehasinai. This is the yontiv that we swore to accept upon ourselves the Torah. But the Pashup Shat is Chag HaShavuos goes on the 7 weeks. And really, the Achreinim answer for a question, like on Chag HaShavuos, the 7 weeks passed by already. They're not here anymore. So how come we call the 50th day the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that those 7 weeks passed by already? It's in the past. We should have given it a new name. Why do we call it Chag HaShavuos? And the pshat is that this Yom Tov of Shavuos is the Yom Tov of our preparation, our hachona, how much work we put in to retain the Kedusha, to be able to receive the Torah. In other words, that on Chag HaPesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all other nations. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He made the Esra Makos. He made all the Nisam Alayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. And the Chazal always say that Pesach is called Isra'ua Dili'ela. It's like a Matana Min HaShemayim. Klai Yisrael was not at the Madrega to have such Kedusha. But before that, the Nemtesh Sharitum in Mitzrayim, there was a Matana Hashem like Pesach. Hashem jumped over Horim, jumped over and gave us great Madregas, brought us to tremendous amount of Kedusha, like it says, Masheror Shivcha Layam Leroy Yecheska Bambuzi. What a Shivcha was able to see the greatness of Hashem, that Mayaminu Bashem of Umay Shavda, they're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Zakeh Levi Anveyu by Kriyas Yamsuf. Yecheskel Ben Buzi did not see that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself a tremendous amount of Kedusha of Zakeh Levi Anveyu by Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though we were not at the Madrega to keep it. But the Pshat is that Hashem gave it to us, and our Avodah now is to hold on to it. Our avodah is to work with that kedusha, that it should become part of us. It should be our kedusha, that we should deserve to really have the Torah. We should deserve to really have the kedusha. So therefore, this Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's called Chag HaShavuos, means the Chag of the 7 weeks that we worked upon ourselves, the Yemei Svira, that we worked upon ourselves to retain the kedusha and make the kedusha dissolve in us to become part of us, to become ours. Therefore, we can have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. Like we know, Yom Tov of Shavuos, we call in davening, we say, it's Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. It's the Zaman Matan, the Matana Torah Seinu, our Torah. The question is, why do we call it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu? We just should have said, Zaman Matan Torah. This is the Zaman, the time that Hashem gave the Torah. Zaman Matan Torah. How can we call it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, our Torah? The pshat is that on Pesach, that's when Hashem gave us a matana. That's when Hashem lifted us up, even though we didn't deserve it. But throughout these next 7 weeks, these Yemei Svira, the days that we work upon ourselves, it's called Hachana, preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah, that when we finally come to the Chag HaShavuos, we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it became part of us already. Now we are at the Madrega of Kedusha. Now we deserve the Torah because we're at that Madrega. So that's this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos. It's the Yom Tov after preparing yourself, working on yourself for 7 weeks to retain the Kedusha that we received then by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it becomes our Torah. The Mefarshim all speak out just like by a Zav or by a Nidom. There's Ninyan of Zayin Nikiyim, means if their Tomei, after the Tumah goes away, they have to wait 7 days to become Tor, called Zayin Nikiyim. Same thing by Klai Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were in the middle of the Tumas Mitzrayim, they had a lot of Tumah with them. And they had to work on themselves to take away that Tumah, to make themselves pure. Therefore, they had to count 7 times these Zayin Nikiyim. It wasn't enough just once, 7 days, but the Tumah was so great there, that they had to work upon themselves.